From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Now that Title 42 has expired, sweeping immigration laws from Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will take effect in July. According to FirstCoastNews.com, the newly signed bill will mean more penalties for businesses employing undocumented workers. After blasting President Biden's handling of immigration, DeSantis says it's an effort to fight migration from the southern border. Opponents say it could hurt Florida's labor force, especially in agriculture. The USDA is taking additional steps to strengthen the market for domestically grown organic goods and support producers seeking organic certification through its Organic Transition Initiative. The program helps existing organic farmers and those transitioning to organic. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says the transition period before attaining organic certification can be cost prohibitive, so USDA is also helping mitigate the risk. FSA will cover up to 75% of the costs associated with organic certification. The Consumer Price Index rose again in April, but grocery store prices for food declined. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reports the CPI for all urban consumers rose 0.4% in April. The overall food index was unchanged in April as the food at home index fell 0.2% over the month. Four of the six major grocery store food groups indexes decreased over the month.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.